Hello! Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today is day number 7 of the 100 Day Content Challenge. To be very honest, I was very much considering if I should find different content from the past to post for today, but then I was like, no, I want to make a fresh, like a brand new one. And then my mind was like, but I don't know what to talk about. So finally I come up with an idea at the very last minute. So I'm like, yes, this is something that actually I've wanted to kind of make a video about for a long time. I feel like the timing could be just right in this moment. So we're going through an eclipse, Scorpio eclipse, next week on Friday, May 5th. And you know, this Scorpio eclipse started last year in, I believe it was either October or November. And so wherever Scorpio is on your chart, that's probably where you're gonna see the most transformation since that period of time up until now. And for me, Scorpio is in my first house. So for me, that was everything that has to do with self-identity, transformation. And it was quite interesting because like how I saw the time frame from last year, October/November, up until this point, it's been very much this like entire kind of energy of mystery. Is as if like the cocoon was kind of unfolding and I really didn't know what was truly put in front of me. It was very much this energy of mystery, and the mystery that has a lot to do with like my own personal becoming. And I kind of definitely surrendered to it because there was nothing that felt like I could do or steer in a certain direction. I very much surrendered to that energy and I was like, okay, yeah, lead me to where you need me to go. But you know, it's quite interesting because like any kind of Scorpio transformation, it feels as if you're transforming in this dark cocoon and this like mysterious energy. And today's conversation, I want to talk about spiritual metamorphosis and what this process is, who goes through it, what it's about, what it feels like, and then some resources that I have recommended as recommendation for you to check out. So the reason why this topic is something that I, you know, really love, have been wanting to talk about for a long time, is because when I was going through it, not many people had spoken to me about it. I had no idea what I was going through actually, until I was at the very, very end, until the transformation was already complete. But at the very beginning and even in the middle, the feelings that I felt throughout the way was actually deep sense of confusion. So you may relate to some of the things that I say, you may or you may not, but I think that at some seasons in everyone's life, this certain specific situations are going to come up. So how did this all, what is a spiritual metamorphosis? A spiritual metamorphosis essentially is a process. If you can compare it to like a little caterpillar in the cocoon, and finally, you know, the process of the cocoon transformation, like the transformation in the cocoon, is that metamorphosis, is the process of rebirth, is the process of like death to an old identity and a rebirth of something new, which is a transformation into a beautiful little butterfly. And so the most difficult part about the spiritual metamorphosis is inside the cocoon. It's when things feel confusing, it feels like a void, it feels like there aren't many answers or clarity or direction. It feels as if you're kind of walking in the dark, or you're pretty much blind as into what is going on, but it seems like this kind of current of life is guiding you somewhere. And I think that's the most difficult energy to kind of master, because in that state, we tend to really go deep into the confusion of who we are, what we're supposed to do, what life is all about. I think sometimes people refer to this as the midlife crisis or the quarter life crisis or whatever kind of life crisis. Because essentially, what it is your initial paradigm is now being completely shaken, shifted in some form or another. And that is due to growth. It simply means that you have had so much growth or healing, and now you're finally at the stage where your sense of identity, your sense of ego, or your sense of understanding of self is finally transforming, maturing, and entering a new stage. And that is why you have to go through the spiritual metamorphosis. Even though it is quite uncomfortable, it is just the most confusing time, it is also one of the most spiritual, like, growth and maturity that one person can experience. So it was in 2021, yes, 2021, when I had a really, really, really deep spiritual metamorphosis. So the person that I was before 2021, I was pretty much, I felt like I was very much living in the socially constructed world, the human-made world, right? Like, I was definitely aware and I had my spiritual practice, but the spiritual life was not fully integrated into how I was living in my everyday life. It was very much a part of, just the thing that I practiced, and it felt that it was integrated in a very small way. It wasn't fully integrated into how I was truly living as a person day to day. And so in 2021, essentially what happened was I was running a FBA business, and at that time, I think it was about a year of running the Amazon business that I kind of came to the conclusion, why was it that I was feeling so depressed or sad, even though, I on the list of accomplishment, I was doing the things that, it was on paper, it looked good, it looked like it was promising, right? Like, I had people in my circle, I had, just a lot of support when it comes to the Amazon business, and it felt like I had all the right opportunities that were there, and yet my energy, my emotion, my spiritual self was just like so against it, as if I was kind of swimming against a current. And at that time, I felt such this deep sense of confusion. I pretty much spent like all day in bed just kind of wondering, like feeling so lost as to why this just didn't make sense, why I couldn't continue with this route. And I remember at that time I was pretty much living in a really nice apartment by the beach with my best friend. I felt like I had everything going on for me in life. I felt like at that time I've got a good circle of friends. Like, I had career opportunities that were landed. There were just everything felt like it was going well in the socially constructed world. But for some reason, this like deep spiritual call kind of came at the door, nudged in a way that was very, very much uncomfortable. And it caused me to literally being like, I have to disintegrate everything, I have to leave everything, and I have to figure out what this is and understand what I was going through. And so, in that moment, I actually decided to quit all of the business stuff. Like, it was a pretty big investment that I had put into that business. I had people, it was relationships that I had to quit. It was really, really difficult. Actually caused a lot of challenges even up to this day. Those are the sacrifices that I eventually, like, I had to make. But in that moment, all I knew was, I just had to like stay true to what felt like my truth and understand that. So I essentially quit everything and I bought a flight to go to Costa Rica. And I really had no idea of what was going to unfold. All I knew was I had this intention of, I am fully open to whatever this process is. I want to know who I am. Actually, that was one of the most interesting thing because when I look back, the question that I ask at that time, like open to the universe, is I want to know who it is that I am. And I don't know why that was a question. It was purely a question such from such an identity place. And at that time, like, there was nothing that I could do to truly get an answer. And it's funny because when you read books when it comes to like surrendering, they basically say, you know, if you have a question, you basically want to surrender the fact that, you know, your brain is seeking for the answer. Because essentially, the more you seek, the more you kind of don't find the answer. And so I kind of surrendered to the whole thing and I'm like, you know what, screw this. Like, I don't think I'm gonna find what I'm looking for. I'm just gonna allow it to unfold. And eventually, many synchronicities happened, but this was like near the end of the trip, right? Given the fact that for the majority of the beginning to the middle, it was just really confusing time. Like, I was just in a very confusing state. Some of the books that I read, which I recommended for this type of deep soul transformation, is Bill Plotkin's. Bill Plotkin's, he has done very, very deep research and work on the soul, very in depth. And so all of his books, The Wild Mind, The Journey of Soul Initiation, everything that's to do with Bill Plotkin's, I would just hand them all over to you and just recommend them. He also runs retreats and these programs to integrate, you know, our socially, like previously socially constructed self, to go into nature in the wild to kind of rewild us, right? So it's everything that has to do with the soul and the spiritual. And so these events and retreats is something that I truly really want to go. I haven't had the chance yet. But first of all, his work just changed my life. So it goes really in depth. That was at the very beginning of my journey. I started reading his books and understood really in depth as to the process that I was going through. It ended up being a foundation of the work that I provide to my coaching clients later on, which is very, very beautiful. So in one of the parts that he explains this process is the stages of the soul. I remember very clearly at the stage of the wanderer. So the wanderer is the stage where the soul starts to seek, right? It starts to seek different questions and answers that are outside of the socially constructed world and deeply into the psyche, the spiritual world of the self. Meaning all of the, you know, who am I? What was I born to do? All of those really deep questions in that wanderer stage, that's when a soul starts to ask those questions and dig deeper and slowly kind of remove their attention from the material, socially constructed world, deeply into the psyche, the spiritual world. And so at that time, that was the stage that I was in. It was a sense of wandering and discovering and exploring who I was. And eventually, it was a series of deep inner work, and especially when it comes to energy work, when it comes to shamanic work, when it comes to very deep, like, just the subconscious work that actually helped me to process and truly close off this transformational, like, portal. When I sat in my ayahuasca ceremony and worked through, like, really, really deep stuff subconsciously, I remember very clearly that as I was sitting in the ceremony and the medicine woman was playing music and I was journeying deeply, like everything, like all the answers just started to come to me and everything just like landed on my lap and everything just made sense. And it was just so crazy because in that moment, I was like, oh my God, like this is why the universe has led me to this entire journey that felt so unknown, such a huge mystery, and I didn't even know why I gave up all of the things that I've had in my life before this. But this was it. This was it. This was the delivery, the gift that the universe had for me. But literally, it wasn't an easy road to get there. There was a lot of like ups and downs, a lot of changes in my relationships, in my friendships, in my finances, in my decisions, in my family life, in all of my life. And when the process was complete, I basically stepped out of the role of, doing, like, I was doing marketing before as, per my career path. I was doing marketing, I was doing anything that has to do with like business and entrepreneurship kind of thing, right? Like doing my business and also working at a healthcare marketing firm. Doing marketing for a healthcare tech firm. And after that, I completely changed what I was doing, my vocation, my energy. I started to open up my coaching container. I just, one day, I was like, after the ayahuasca, I knew right away I had to be a coach. I remember the integration call, my friends who were in that circle, they were like, okay, so what now? And I'm like, dude, I'm gonna integrate my next part is to integrate my spiritual self into my socially constructed self, and that was to become a coach and to integrate this work even deeper. And that is when, right after that, I literally just started coaching. I opened up my coaching practice, the business, and I just kept going up until this day. So that period of my life was like, fuck, like that would have been something that feels like a huge Scorpio eclipse season. But the funny thing is, this is how what's going on in this season of life for me again. And it's quite a confusing time because most of my life, I feel like I'm this person that's like, I have a sense of direction in life, right? Like my Virgo is so strong. My Virgo is like, I'm organized, I like to plan things, I like to have things organized and certainty and like directions in life. But anything that has to do with Scorpio eclipse seasons, anything that has to do with Scorpio energy, it just brings me straight into this surrendering of like this full mystery of I don't know what the hell is like I'm doing or I'm being put into. But this entire season has felt that way. And so last year, around November, yeah, it felt like this mystery thing was going on, and it continues up until this, like today. And I think it's going to finish next week because that's when the entire eclipse thing is done. So I'll have an update by then. And I think the most, probably the most beneficial and important things that I can say in my own experience as a delivery, like a gift for you, is I think these times are really confusing and these times are really full of mystery and the unknown. And the people that truly have the wisdom of, the universe, they just surrender to this process. They don't resist it. They don't fight it. They don't blame themselves. They don't think, oh, why, what is going on? Why is my life this way? Why do things have to be this way? What's wrong? Right? They don't look for the things like that, but they just surrender to the process and trust that this is the transformation process. And I see a lot of my clients go through this many, many times. Actually, this is a lot of the time the work that they come to me to do together. And, some of them that has to be just that deep identity transformation. And there's healing there, anything that has to do with healing their father wound, their mother wound, just deep, 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 like ancestral stuff. Like, usually that's kind of the roots of it, is the really deep, deep, deep ancestral stuff that has to do with the spiritual metamorphosis. Because essentially, you just completely change your understanding of yourself. And that has a lot to do with, your ancestral wiring, how like your blueprint, your growing up, changing those stories, changing your relationship to your parents, your ancestral lines, all of those things, healing anything that has to do with like deep racism or just deep social, it's not social inequalities, but it's like the kind of social issues that all of us kind of, grow up with as either people of color, of different races, immigrants, or, just in general, like there are so many social things, even being a female versus being a male, like all of those little nuances we kind of come face to face with in the spiritual metamorphosis, and we understand and relate to ourselves in a different way. in a way that is more healing, more healthy, with less shame, and with more self-confidence. And so in that stage, we also reclaim a lot of our personal power, in the sense of our natural sense of, I love myself, and I'm good enough, and you know, I believe in myself and I trust myself. Like, all of those beautiful energy and qualities we start to reclaim again, because we're no longer being blinded by the energies of, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, and all of the traumas that are kind of blinding us. So the spiritual metamorphosis is a very, very beautiful process, yet it is extremely difficult, confusing, and full of mystery. And a lot of the times, the people that go through that are people who are definitely ready for it, right? So everything psychologically has stages, and it has reasons as to why it happens. It doesn't just randomly happen out of nowhere to punish you, to cause you some kind of negativity in your human experience. It is there to help you to grow, to mature, to psychologically change, update. It's kind of like an update, right? It's like the laptop or whatever technology, your iPhone, occasionally it needs that next update. And that's the same thing as yours, except the spiritual metamorphosis is a really huge update, versus the little daily ones that you go on every day. So that process is quite intense. It actually tends to happen multiple times in our lives. So as we dive deep into the inner work, we continue to transform over and over again. And over time, I think we truly get to master the energy of surrendering. But it's more than just surrendering, but it's like you are observing what's going on. You are allowing it to happen and transform inside of you without reacting or making the difficult experiences wrong. So yes, the resources that I would recommend, definitely everything has to do with Bill Plotkin's. His work is just so amazing. I mean, I wish I could be like a brand ambassador for that, because I can rave about it all day long. His work literally changed my life. I think I literally binge read like a couple of his books in a week's time. It has deeply to do with like communication. That's the thing, is in this process, you're gonna find yourself really wanting to be in connection with nature, because there's something about the power of nature and animals and just being in the wild that kind of re-spark the spirit inside of you and kind of gives you certain kind of spiritual downloads of the things that you need to know, right? What people would consider the codes, right? You're downloading the codes. And essentially that would be what that is. So for me, in this season of being in Bali, of being back in the tropical area, what I found is like there's something about tropical areas that really, really just spark this energy for me, this deep spiritual like mystery energy of just being in places that are so tropical, just being surrounded by nature, by the energy of it, that just transforms me so deeply. And yeah, for everyone is going to be different, because for some people your environment might not be the tropical, it might be the mountains, it might be somewhere colder, it might not, you know, necessarily be somewhere hot. But I think what's beautiful is your intuition is gonna know, because essentially it's those places that you're most drawn to. And there's this thing called astrological location chart that you can do as well, to kind of look to see. You can do this on astro.com. Just go to the astrological location piece, put in your birth information, and you can see like in the whole world's map, you know, which country, which location you have certain planets, and that's where you can kind of also look in the certain places that you're drawn to. So for me, Costa Rica, for example, that was a huge, like that was a line, I forgot which line crossed there, but it was an important piece in that. And even when I looked back at my times of like traveling in Europe, like it was all has to do with healing the past of family stuff. And I was like, damn, like that was literally the reason why I went on my first Europe solo travel trip, was because I just needed to like heal things. And so it's quite interesting. So you can check that out. So there's a bit of an overlap there. So again, I mean, you don't even have to travel in order to have this kind of spiritual exploration. For some people, they literally stay in the same place, right? They are able to meet the teachers in within the location that they're in, and they have those kind of transformation. So everyone is quite different. And yeah, so that's kind of the topic for today. I hope to go more in depth about this topic in the future, just because I know it can go really, really, really deep into the very, very kind of niche thing in this topic. But for today, I'm going to leave this as an open, general conversations of discussion, just overall painting the process, the journey of spiritual metamorphosis in a way to relate with you if you're going through this, if you have gone through this, because sometimes it's not easy. And I think that the most beautiful thing as a being a human is that we get to relate to each other through difficult times, and it actually creates a lot of bonding. So, yes, the difficult times are extremely difficult, but once we either overcome them or even in the process of experiencing difficulty, if we have someone to relate to or to share this process with, it actually creates so much bonding, so much meaning and significance, which is actually the whole reason why we are existing on this earth, because those are the things that actually matter to us. So, thank you for watching this video and being engaged in this conversation with me. I would love to know if you've ever, read anything on the topic of spiritual metamorphosis, if you've gone through the process yourself, or if you are going through them in this moment, how it was for you, how it's going for you, what are the insights, what are the key things that are opening up for you. I would love to hear all of those. You can share in the comment. If you like this video, you can subscribe to my channel. I will be making more videos in the next coming days as I'm doing this 100-day content challenge. So you're gonna get videos from me every single day for the next 90-something day, 93 days. And if you enjoy this one, and if you think there's someone who would really benefit from this video, feel free to share it. And other than that, thank you for spending time with me. I'm really grateful to be here with you today, and I will see you in the next video. Bye!